Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for this morning and for the great opportunity that we can come before you and share your word. Pray that you speak to each one of us so that we may continue to walk with you through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. I want to thank God for the opportunity and privilege to be here this morning. And thank you for welcoming me, Peter, and for your kind invitation. I bring you greetings from Uganda, from the Diocese of Kigezi, where I serve by the grace of God as bishop. Warm greetings, and I know that I'm here this morning, and allow me to say thank you so much for your support and for your prayers for the work that is going on in that diocese. And thank you for supporting Tear Fund Switzerland, who are our partners. And this morning we are going to share from the word that has been read to us, Acts chapter 17. And we read from verse 22, it has already been read, verse 22 to verse 30-31. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 18, verses 22 to 31. In our text today is a story of a man called Paul. And Paul is on his second mission trip and is now in Athens alone. You know, Paul was traveling with this man called Silas. But now they had separated and he had ended up in Athens. Athens, a city that was full of philosophers and people who were intrigued by religion. These men of Athens spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. And so here in town, the city of Athens, comes a man who had something to tell. And verse 22, it says, Paul standing before the council, he makes his address. Men of Athens, I notice that you are very religious in every way. And for us, I was walking along, I saw many shrines. That much was evident as Paul walked around the city. There were statues of gods everywhere. They all believed in a god of some kind. Paul had walked through the city and he had seen there were evidences of their search for the beautiful and for the eternal. He had seen the wonderful temple raised to Diana and Apollo and others. He also saw something to his attention, something written and dedicated to the unknown god. Paul had a chance to speak. He saw something that he could speak about. He saw something that he should be able to tell these men who were willing to listen to something that was new. And Paul says, men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. I have realized that you are very religious. For as I was walking out, I saw your many altars. And he says to the unknown god, you have been worshipping a god without knowing who he is, and now I wish to tell you about him. Paul sees that they believe in a god of some kind. And this god that is unknown to you. He is not far away from you. You might not want to believe this new teaching, but it is in him that we live. This unknown God. It is in him that we move. This unknown God. And it is in him that we have a being. The truth is, he's nearer than you think. God is not far away. He goes on to tell them about the God of the Bible, the Creator God. He tells them about the nature that man has for search for God. He goes on to tell them that mankind has had long enough, and that God has now sent a person to him, known to man. And that man is Jesus, the God who became flesh and sacrificed himself for your sins and died and resurrected. Paul was using the resurrection of Jesus to convince the Athenians that there was and is only one true God. In some parts of the world, today we are living in the best of times, materially speaking. We are living in the computer age, the space travel, ancient medicine, never dreamed of, high techniques in engineering that people never believed were possible. People have tried pleasure. Some have tried drugs. Some have changed their lifestyle, looking for something that will satisfy them. Things are not working out. Many people commit suicide. There are broken marriages, beautiful houses, but people in them have no peace and sleep. Like the Athens, people of Athens, we are searching. And some are not sure what they are searching for. Many are looking for something to satisfy them. It could be money. It could be sex. It could be alcohol. Many material things. Material things are good, but do not worship them. God, the Creator, the giver of all things, is to be worshipped and praised and glorified. Many people today claim they are Christians. Being Christian means nothing if it does not have a relationship with Jesus Christ. At home in Uganda, people go to church on Sunday and get emotional high with dancing and singing. And they go to work on Monday. The person you meet on Monday is so different from the person you saw on Sunday. They go back to the shrines and to witch doctors, looking for answers. God is not far away. And the answer is here all the time. So near we could touch. And according to the Gospel of St. Matthew, his name is Emmanuel, God with us, to save us from our sin. He came to save his people, to deliver people from the power of sin. Emmanuel, a God who cares for you, a God who understands you, a God who loves you, a God who is with you, a God who forgives you, a God who gives you the free gift of salvation, a God who has saved you. He became man so that he could be seen, so that he could be touched. The Bible tells us that he was an express image of the Father. He was a rubber stamp of God. That was his image. If you could take a photograph of God, it could be the Lord Jesus Christ, Emmanuel. That's what you would see. The living form of God. They wanted to see God, but when they saw God, they shut their eyes to God. They refused to acknowledge the glory that shined from him to them. And as I close, the great Almighty God is here, the creator of heaven and earth. The God who loves you and cares for you is here. The God who sees and knows the pain and agony that you are going through is here. The God who understands your struggles and your heartaches is here. The God who sees and understands your discouragement is here. The God who knows of your constant crying out for help is here. Today, God speaks to you and is saying, I'm not far away. Just come and cast all your burdens and your anxieties and your worries upon me, for I care for you. Are you burdened down? Just come to Jesus this morning. Let us pray. Father, thank you that you are the living God. And thank you that you care for us. That you know each one of us by name. And thank you, Lord, that you are alive. And may your power continue to work within us, to work within our families, to work within us in our places of work. And may we continue to experience your presence anew, and lead us and guide us as we walk with you each day of our lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.